Leave the window, leave the poplar, leave the clouds, the blue tinged by sun. Leave the spruce and its cobalt line. Leave the crow and the magpie, leave intentions and reflections. Leave the bodies as they pass. Leave the couch, leave the river, leave the grass, leave the gaze, it's not to know. Leave listlessness, it grows too much. Leave the words rooting in your eye, leave the sun and leave its lie. Go and be something beautiful before you're eclipsed. Poem from Istanbul. I heard the hands of a Turkish man speaking Greek to a woman of such fine elderly proportion. One could have seen in her youth how Helen begat war. Better I turn my head towards the window and watch the rain fall on Istanbul. That leaving you will be easier than your leaving me. That the bridges will have blown up only after I have crossed them. That the house on my back will keep like a camel. That air will not run out. That I am not defective, and so too is the world. That together we will be wholly defective. That the old man's beads I shave between my fingers, shining new words. That I fit love with a brand new pair of boots and then walk on my hands. That mother and father will disown me. That I will become unwritten, a godless grain of sand. That I will sleep less, dream more, speak without have to or will be. That on the going a celebration, spit cooked lamb served whole, heaps of rice mixed with pine nuts and wine, from which a concussion to awake, largely displaced. Before I get up, I check to see if I'm in a state of grace. And if I am, I get up. If not, I go back to bed. And those are the words of the poet that hit me, starting out before the Aegean Sea, muscles slipped against the waves for the current, and I'm 1,000 miles from home, maybe 1,000 words from the shore, and I have never been much of a swimmer, but here in a bowl of the sun, a small god dying, the waves feeding me salt and then brine, salt and then brine, muscles slipped for the current.